We've got to voice our opinion for ourselves and for our constituents in each of our areas with the issues we have. No on a part of what the Commons coming back. And I do understand these representatives that have been sent from both of the from the ESB and Quilcha. But like, I felt even in the chamber, we were kind of asking the questions that this has happened and it's gone now and we've all power back on again. I had to remind everyone to revert back to the days after the storm. What everyone went through, from young to old, and no power in a lot of places for 3 weeks. And like, at the end of the day, what it was coming down to was, it's the forestries that's causing it. Now, Quilcha owned, but a lot of private ones as well. And like, what I took from this today was that when the tree falls on a line, nobody knows whether it's the ESB that can go in or whether it's Quilcha that can go in. No one actually knows. And until we have heard their planning in place for each of the areas, if someone wants to go planting, and I'm all for planting, if someone wants to do it, then there has to be a planning process. If you're going building a house, you have to go through every one of the processes, environmental lot. Same as to go in place for forestry, or if not, and definitely if we don't widen the corridors, this issue is going to happen again.
Do you feel, though, like this storm happened in January, we're now at the end of May, do you feel that those representatives that were at the meeting should have had those answers for you, or even that they should have come up with a plan by now that would have someone or one of them responsible for making sure that those corridors through forestries are kept clear?
Yes. They probably answered our questions but didn't answer them the ways we wanted. Look, they kept putting it back to the Minister, Healy Ray, that it's been reviewed by him and that he needs to be looking at what needs doing. We all know, we'd say everybody and even your listeners know, what needs to be done is the corridor. I was talking to a representative there from Quilcha and he was saying some of the trees can go up to 40 metres. We need a corridor of 40 metres either side of the lines. And if that's not possible, if that won't work, then we need the ESB to look at putting underground the services. If there is a forestry and they want to push on, we're putting it in through the lands to make it into forestry. Because if not, we're going to come back. As I said again, what Storm Owen didn't take down, the next bad storm that comes is going to knock it, and we're going to be back to square one talking about the exact same thing again.